This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-579-4967 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-579-4967. 800-579-4967.
Also, I guess there were some other things going on this weekend. For instance, a massive protest, supposedly the largest in American history. This Women March, which our friend went to, was here with us on Friday. You know what his name is, right? No? You don't know what his name is? Our friend who was, he was here. Riaz.
Was
on his way.
That's right. He did say that. Yes,
to the march. Mm-hmm. And now we got something else to talk to him about, because he shouldn't have been at that march. Not if he's trying to be a uniter. And I think he is. He sure seemed like it.
I mean,
this was not a uniting thing. This march, if we could get a shot of it. That's the march right there. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of people, though.
Yeah, they definitely got a good showing for
it. A lot
of
stinking people.
There's some estimate that came out.
Keep rapists off my campus is one of it. Like, what? Where are rapists? First of all, is anybody sending rapists specifically to your campus? What are you talking about?
I like the one that just says, "We are women."
We knew that. That's actually the name of the march. In the march.
Also, a lot
I like
of people
this one. I'm
women.
With her, but it's not a partisan. It's not a partisan thing at all.
I like this one over here. God hates Trump. Which. I don't know if we've actually scanned this for individual signs. There's probably a lot of swearing in there we get close enough.
There's a lot of good stuff. I wanted to go. In fact, I had my special.
Yeah?
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, your special cap.
Show Jeffy, please. Please show Jeffy.
My special protest Women's March.
That's adorable.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? What's the...
It's my vagina hat.
They called it something else.
Yes, they did.
Something a little more crude
than vagina hat.
Yeah. Well, vagina is actually
the technical term.
No,
not for
the
hat. Call
it. Not for the hat, but for the.
It looks
part
like.
Of the body
it represent. Looks like you have ears. Is what it looks like.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
That's not
what they called it.
Like a cat hat.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
no, I got it. Not like you're still trying to explain it. I got it. My point though is it doesn't look, because I saw some people who were wearing hats and headdresses that looked like that particular body part. That is
I
just
saw
a
that
pink
as well,
hat.
Yeah. And some of the whole body suits looking like the vagina.
Yes.
Was good stuff. Good stuff.
Can we
you
show
can't
somebody...
help but take people serious when they're dressed like that. You
can
can't.
We? No, you can't. Can we go back to some of the signs, which we have to take seriously as well? Maybe we can get a close-up of some of these wonderful signs that were a big part of the day. Love is love is love is love is one of them. And I think that says it all right there.
It's actually Glenn Beck holding that one.
Love is love is love is love.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. I choose hope, not fear, love, not hate, community over self. Didn't seem that way with the people who were there. Roe v. Wade is not going anywhere. So this was I thought it was to save women, not to kill them.
No, nope.
But apparently, so maybe they're only going.
Well, if it's not going anywhere, why are you bothering to protest?
Right.
I mean, I thought that was the whole point, is you're worried it is going somewhere.
I mean, that was some of the big reports too, that any of the pro-life groups were not
kicked
welcome.
Out. One of the co-sponsors of the event was kicked out. Because they were pro-life, which was pretty bizarre. You know, it's interesting because this kind of goes to gay issues feminist issues. And, like, I really find myself disinterested in your body parts. I don't, like, care about I don't care about your parts. Like, I'm not interested in your lady parts. Don't really want to talk about them or think about them. So, I don't know. Am I in the minority on that one?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
I would say yes. Really? When it comes to men, they're usually only thinking about that.
I'm thinking about these people.
But these, not the necessarily these people.
A better look before you make that statement there, Pat. because I watched some of the footage of this particular protest, and
her body, her choice. I like the guys who have joined in to why weren't they kicked out? They're not even women. I am not free while any woman is unfree, even when her shackles are very different from my own.
Bottom line is that.
Women are awful. Perfect is another one of the signs.
No, they're not. Perfect doesn't mean anything when you call everybody perfect. This all the time people are like, oh, well, you're perfect no matter who you are or what you choose or what you look like or what your shape is. Well, that means that perfect has no meaning to it. I mean, perfect is obviously you're talking about an ideal. It's okay to not be perfect, but that doesn't mean everybody's perfect.
Here's a good example. Her wardrobe choice right there. Not a good one.
Not ideal.
Not a good one. No. That is not perfection.
Suboptimal.
It is way suboptimal. And what is Black Lives Matter? What does that have to do with your women march?
Blatant, naked partisanship is what this
is
about.
All it
had nothing to do.
Every progressive cause in the world lumped into that thing.
And I made this point earlier on radio, but I think it holds true. What you have here, if you are a feminist activist, is the largest opportunity you have ever had to get something ridiculously expensive passed. The guy who you're protesting proposed a $680 billion federally funded maternity leave program. The guy is obsessed with the policies of his liberal Democrat daughter, who has more influence over him than anyone else in the world. And he really seems to enjoy her company quite a bit.
What do you mean?
Ashley Judd, is that you?
What do you mean?
He seems to enjoy her company. My point, though, is seriously, as a moment, as a strategy, think about who Donald Trump is, okay? How does he react to things? You had a chance to get all this crap done by working with him, and instead you do this, and all it's going to do is piss Donald Trump off to not do any of the things you want. To me, that's a real positive, because those parts of Donald Trump are the parts that I complained about. I mean, I don't want a $680 billion federal program out of nowhere. I don't want those things. Trump proposed them and seemingly really stood behind them. But with this sort of crap, this is the type of stuff that will make him say, you know what? Oops, forgot that piece of paper. Forgot about that proposal.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is good for America. It is good for conservatives. But what a dumb thing to do. Before he's even had the opportunity to screw you in any way, you go out and bring 2 million people to the streets to say how awful he is when he hasn't done anything yet. I mean, it makes no sense. Let him do some things before you start protesting him. Instead, you're protesting him, showing that this is all about partisanship. It's all about you complaining and whining about nothing. This guy agrees with you on all of your issues, whether he actually winds up executing those in office or whether has had a change of heart the past few years, as many people believe. And many of the steps he's taken so far would indicate since he's been in office. But still, like, you haven't had a chance here. It shows that they would do this to any Republican. Donald Trump has done more outreach to a hardcore feminist voter than any Republican in modern history.
Up to and including supporting abortion on demand at any stage of pregnancy. He was for no limit on abortion.
And like you might fairly
say, no limit.
And I think it's probably true that he has had a change of heart on abortion, right? Like, I mean, it seems like
maybe
the people on his judge list would indicate if he actually picks one of those. Some of the people he's put in office, he did an executive order today to limit federal funding for overseas abortions, which was, why the hell are we funding overseas abortions? However, going through all that, you know there's a grain of this in him. You know his daughter and his son and Jared Kushner, all these really important people to him, are pro-choice people. Mm-hmm. You know that in his past, for his entire life, he has supported policies about abortion that are to the left of most Democratic politicians. Why wouldn't you try to nurture an arrangement, a relationship with him and say, look, we know you know that pro-choice is the right thing. We know you have you can't do everything, but let's work on this or this or this. Instead, you come out and do this bizarre protest against something he support. He's been in those rallies his entire life, siding with you as you walk down in the Jeffy vagina hat. Why on earth would you go with this approach? All this is going to do, and if you know Donald Trump and you've seen the way he reacts, all it's going to do is piss him off and make him take the opposite position out of spite. It's so stupid. I can't even describe it.
And seriously, that's his maturity level, right?
But good for us, right?
But that's good.
I mean, that's
right
going to wind up working out good for us,
yeah.
I think.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-579-4967 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-579-4967. 800-579-4967.